You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke with Maori Studies lecturer Margaret Mutu on whether the word Pākehā is discriminatory after an online forum began the debate. I started by asking her what her perspective was on whether the word was racist.
Pākehā is certainly not a racist word. Pākehā is the name that was given to the fair-skinned people who came from over the seas who were very different from Māori. So when they first arrived in this country, Māori, for a start, weren't known as Māori. The word Māori means ordinary or pure or fresh, and we use it, for example, in the word wai Māori for fresh water. Mm. And so we had to distinguish between Māori people and the other people, and the name that was given to them was Pākehā. And there was no, that was just a name given on the initial meetings, a name that we used throughout the country. We used either Pākehā or Tauiwi. Now, Tauiwi means foreigner, but Pākehā means the fair-skinned ones. So Tauiwi can be any foreigner, but Pākehā are the fair-skinned ones from Europe.
Perfect. Do you think the word may have changed over time?
You're asking whether it's acquired a new meaning, which is something that words do over time. No, in the Māori world it hasn't. Now, I do know that Pākehā are sometimes quite ashamed of some of the things that they did to Māori, and having to reflect on that comes back to them when the word Pākehā is used. So I think that what's happened here is that Pākehā themselves have tried to change the meaning of the word, but it hasn't actually changed. In Māori terms, it hasn't changed at all. There remain a lot of Pākehā who are happy to call themselves Pākehā, by the way. There are just some who prefer to call themselves white or European, or some of them just prefer to use the word New Zealander.
Do you think it can take on a derogatory meaning?
I mean, you can use any word you like and use a tone of voice or a context that can make the word sound derogatory, so that could happen. And I've moved away from using the word Pākehā in my writings because some Pākehā take offence to it. So I will use the term European or white because that is what some people who have told me they prefer to be called. If they don't want to call themselves Pākehā, that's up to them.
What I might do is bring up a few comments that have been said in the online forum and ask you to respond to them. Is that all right?
Yes, that's fine.
Perfect. So someone says, wouldn't the equivalent be like calling Maori natives?
No, I think what you've got going on here is it okay if I go back to the term racist?
No, absolutely.
All right. So we need to be very clear what this term racist means. So racism is a belief or an attitude that races can be superior to each other. And when the difficulty you have with racism is when one group considers their race to be superior to another race and uses that superiority in combination with power to deprive another race of what they are entitled to or what is rightfully theirs on the grounds of that race that they perceive to be inferior. So that's what you're dealing with racism there. And I just want to give a bit of a background to that notion of racism. A lot of Indigenous scholars around the world have been doing research over the last couple of decades on this, particularly in conjunction with the development of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People, in order to find out what it was that led Europeans, and it is Europeans, to take over the countries of Indigenous peoples, to invade them, to commit genocide on the worst level ever seen in human history, and then to proceed to either those who were left to enslave them, and then to take all of their lands and their resources and everything else from them. So we did a lot of research around that to find out where on earth that came from. And the first indications of it come in the European cultures, particularly in the Spanish, French, the Portuguese as well, but then later in the English culture as well, that it first started appearing in the 5th century, but it becomes formalized in the 15th and the 16th centuries when you start getting papal bulls issued. Now, those are edicts issued by the Pope in Rome, authorizing, for example, Christopher Columbus to enter into a land that they thought was India and to vanquish, subdue, slaughter any non-white Christians that they found, and to take from them all of their lands, territories, and possessions, and to just evict them. Now, that's pretty harsh, but that more or less quotes what those papal bulls said. The result of that is, of course, the horrific attacks that you had in the 15th, 16th, right the way through to the 19th century, the invasions of the lands of indigenous peoples and the evictions and enslavement that went on, and the prejudice against those indigenous people that remains to this day and is racism. Now, so racism actually stems from the formalization of racism stems from the 15th and 16th centuries, and it is still deeply ingrained in the legal systems of, in particular, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the United States. Those are the four countries that refused to sign the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples until they were embarrassed into having to sign it and shamed into having to sign it. But there is now quite a bit of research on the legal systems in those countries that show very clearly that invasion of indigenous people's land, it's got a formal name. It's called the Doctrine of Discovery. So the Doctrine of Discovery is still deeply embedded in the legal systems and the cultures of each of those four countries, New Zealand, Australia, Canada, and the United States. So racism is alive and well in those countries, and it's about discriminating against non-white, non-Christians. Now, it doesn't matter that Maori became Christians. We are still discriminated against using that Doctrine of Discovery. And so I think there is a lot of misunderstanding around what racism is, and it does need to be perpetrated by the race that considers themselves to be superior.
In most succinct way in describing that would be that racism has a societal and historical power that is applied to it to suppress a certain race.
On the grounds that that race is considered to be inferior and that the race doing it is superior, but the race who considers themselves superior does have to have power in order to do it. And that is why you will see Māori always talking about rangatiratanga, which is our power and authority, and our determination that we will exercise that power and authority. And that would counter the racism of the, and it is Pākehā, who, because it's deeply ingrained in English culture, and it's very hard to get rid of. You have a lot of Pākehā who understand that it is a very bad and unacceptable part of their culture, and they work very hard to get rid of it. It is a deeply ingrained part of the culture, and therefore very, very hard to get rid of.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.